It is Tuesday, October 9th, 2012. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for KUAF comes from Walton Art Center and the 10x10 Art Series, featuring the Tokyo String Quartets on Friday, October 19th at 8 p.m. The award-winning chamber ensemble will perform music from Haydn, Kodály, and Ravel as part of their final tour before retirement. Tickets and more information available at waltonartcenter.org or 443-5600.
AETN, Fayetteville Public Library, and KUAF invite the public to a free screening of As Goes Janesville as part of Community Cinema Sunday, October 14th at 2 p.m. at the Fayetteville Public Library. In this film, jobs disappear, families are stretched to their breaking point, and citizens and politicians fight over how to turn things around. AETN.com/community cinema for more information.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, Roy Reed covered the South for the New York Times in the 1960s and 70s, and his job gave him a front seat to the civil rights movement, hurricanes, and later the White House. His new memoir of his New York Times career, Beware of Limbo Dancers, has just been published by the University of Arkansas Press. Kyle talks to him about the book on this edition of Ozarks at Large.
But first, construction is underway on another piece of the 36-mile Razorback Regional Greenway. Last week, the cities of Fayetteville and Johnson broke ground on Clear Creek Trail, a 3-mile trail segment that will pass through the two towns. While it is currently possible for trail users to navigate from Mud Creek Trail to the trails at the lake, Fayetteville City Trails Coordinator Matt Mihalovich says that the new trail will provide a safer route.
One of the nice things it does is provides a true trail experience, well, throughout the town, really, because it just expands the whole network of trails. But currently, you have to go along a bike lane on Vantage Road to get to Lake Fayetteville, and you do have to cross Zion and Joy Streets. This particular trail will actually go underneath all of the adjacent streets and roads, including Gregg and Wilkerson Street and 71B. So there will not be any road crossings with this trail. It'll be all just off-street trail. So I think that's really one of the unique elements of this particular piece of trail.
The trail will start at the junction of Skull Creek and Mud Creek Trails. At that point, the trail will head north, turn east, north of the Northeast Arkansas Mall, and head east following Clear Creek. Mihalovich says that the trail is being paid for with grant funding allotted to the overall Greenway project, and that construction should be complete in about a year's time.
From trails to crosswalks, tomorrow is the 9th annual Crosswalk Safety Awareness Day in Fayetteville. Throughout the day, drivers will be reminded that they are required by state law to stop for pedestrians at crosswalks, as signs will be posted at crosswalks across town. Paula Marinoni is the event's organizer.
The signs are big, and they're bright yellow and bright red, which anybody in marketing can tell you that's what you get people's attention with. Big, bold letters on the signs, Crosswalk Safety Awareness Day. So people hold the signs, or we put them in the ground, so that when traffic passes, you don't have to turn your head to look at it. You can barely, you know, look out of the corner of your eye. So we don't want to distract traffic, but we want people to see it.
Marinoni says she initiated the event 9 years ago after moving back to Fayetteville, and she realized drivers didn't necessarily abide by the rules when it came to crosswalks.
I remember one time I was trying to cross Dixon Street, and I was pushing a stroller with my, you know, about a 2-year-old in it, and I was looking in the eyes of traffic passing by us, and it took 24 cars before one would stop for us.
Marinoni says the annual event serves as a good reminder and helps to keep drivers trained to stop at crosswalks.
Drivers in Fayetteville should be aware that beginning today, the city is closing Oakland Avenue between Holly and Lawson Streets. According to the city, the closure is necessary to install a drainage pipe. The street will be closed between 7:30 a.m. and 3 p.m., and construction should take just a few days.
Expansion plans at the Rogers Historical Museum are moving along. When the Rogers City Council meets tonight, the council is expected to approve a more than $100,000 contract between the museum and Hazlip Studio of Memphis for design work related to two permanent exhibitions. Gabe Land, executive director of the Rogers Historical Museum, says museum officials were impressed by the studio's design work.
Well, we planned for this, the permanent exhibits in the new facility that we're working on, to be extremely interactive and to have a lot of hands-on components. And they have actually started out working in, although they now do other types of museums, but their very first museum projects were children's museums. And they have a lot of experience with those and also with the nature centers. They were the designers of the Janet Huckabee Center down in Fort Smith, for example.
The contract would have the firm design two exhibits. One of those exhibits will be called Our Natural State and will focus on the impact of natural forces, resources, and landforms on the lives of people in this area over time and in the present day, including interactive elements such as a tornado machine and a bluff shelter with an attle-attle throw hunting activity. The other exhibit will focus on the White River and its role in our area's economic and social life, incorporating interaction through a flooding valley model and hydroelectric power demonstration. Bland says even though the architectural designs are not finalized for the facility's expansion, the museum is starting to design the exhibits to get ahead on such a large project.
It's going to take us a lot of time with our staff to do our part of it, first of all, and second, it's really important before you get to the stage where you do the final architectural plans. We have a plan, a footprint and a floor plan and spaces, but we aren't to the point where people are putting in electrical outlets and those sorts of issues. It's really important to have your exhibit design in place before the architects really finalize the blueprints of a project like this, because only then do they know what the needs are going to be for electrical and mechanical and so on.
If you're curious about the future plans for the Rogers Historical Museum, an exhibit detailing those plans opened at the museum in August.
Partly cloudy tonight, lows in northwest Arkansas in the lower 40s. Arkansas River Valley should have a low near 50. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, highs in the lower 70s. And for Wednesday night, clouds, 20% chance of rain, possibly a thunderstorm. Lows in northwest Arkansas about 41, a low in the Arkansas River Valley of about 55.